Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm an abundance and business mentor, and I help people have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a very quiet but beautiful, sunny spring Sunday morning from downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 5th, 2020. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this week, we have a full moon on Tuesday, April 7th, and it will be the brightest full moon of 2020. So like the March full moon, the full moon on Tuesday is also a super moon, but this one is just a little bit closer to Earth than the one in March, so it'll be a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. So this full moon is called the Pink Moon, but it won't necessarily appear pink. The name is from the Native Americans' reference to the pink flowers that arrive in early spring. So I just kind of like that whole visual. The full moon in Libra spotlights our relationships. So who are the most important people in your life right now? All of us are under this quarantine, have a whole bunch of new stressors around relationships. So if you live alone, you could be combating isolation. And if you live with others, sharing space 24/7 has its own challenges too. So while many of us have found this time to be a secret relief from the busy, nonstop pace of life, this full moon is here to help you sort out what's not working. It's here to help you sort out what's not working. So we're going to have some relationship epiphanies. We're likely to experience some aha moments around our independence, our need for others, and our partnerships, because all that's happening now, we are made especially aware of our need for others. And we have a tense Mars-Uranus square the same day as the full moon, meaning that things are going to be intense. So we need to be able to compromise in our relationships. So compromise, compromise, compromise in those relationships. And the Mars square Uranus, which happens only 8 hours before the full moon, will make people really impulsive and erratic. And we may start to rebel against the restrictions to stay home. And it could look like things are getting better and it's spring and we want to go outside because things are improving. Don't do it. With this energy, we'll have the urge to act rashly without regard for the consequences. So you may know that it gets safe. I can go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. I just won't touch the handles of the door and I'll stay away from people. Don't do it. That would be acting rashly without regard for your consequences. And you cannot restrain this erratic energy. So you must express your crazy, creative, or inventive side in a safe atmosphere. So find some sort of creative outlet. Either socially, you could do an online happy hour or dance party, start a new hobby, put on some music and have a wild, crazy dance party in the nude even, something. You need to get all of these dangerous desires out of your system in a safe way without upsetting others, especially the other people that you're in partnership with. And Mars square Uranus also increases the risk of infection, because it leads to impulsive actions. So it's really critically important to remain patient and cautious, because this aspect makes you want to break free of all these restrictions, regardless of the circumstances or the consequences. So the key to remaining safe during this full moon in April is to use your brain. We're going to use this full moon to change your way of thinking. So we have this intense, erratic energy of the full moon, but this is also the perfect time and energy to change your thinking. And changing thoughts is one of the most effective ways to change your life. Just changing your thought that from life is a struggle to life is easy and full of great surprises can dramatically change how you experience life. And sometimes thoughts are so deep, we've inherited them from our parents and society, and they're so deep that it takes a lot of effort to change them. But this is one of those times where we're able to change how we think with very little effort. So what thoughts are holding you back? What beliefs about yourself are outdated and need to go? This is the week that we think about them and we change them. And one belief that I'm embracing now is that the outcome from this epidemic is going to be transformative and we will forever be better versions of ourselves. So I can choose many different beliefs. So this is horrible, terrible. Yeah, all those are true. Another belief is that the outcome of this epidemic is going to be transformative and we'll forever be better versions of ourselves. I prefer the second thought. So this is an opportunity to drop the beliefs that aren't working for you once and for all. And it's as easy as, I don't think this anymore, now I think this. It's that easy. I don't want to think that anymore. I'm changing my belief to this. There's no struggle, nothing hard about it. Just change the belief. And we talked a few months ago about this being the time when we move into our dream life. And part of moving toward that life is changing the beliefs that are holding us back from having it. So you want a different life? Change your belief that it isn't possible to it is possible. Change from there's no way that could ever happen to me to it is happening for me. So we're going through this traumatic, intense time. And we might as well take advantage of the energy now to transform to these higher versions of ourselves. And I'm not talking about spending some time learning a new language or writing a bestseller. Yeah, sure, great. If you want to do that, fabulous. But I'm really talking about getting quiet and listening to your soul and listening and thinking about what thoughts are holding you back from having the life of your dreams. And we want to change them now while it's easier than it is at other times. So recapping this week, on Tuesday, we have that full pink moon with the intense Mars, Uranus square. So we're going to be feeling intense energy to break free from our house and some of us from our relationships. So try to get that intense energy out in a different way with some sort of art, some sort of dance or intense exercise, any way that isn't harmful. We also want to use this time to change any thoughts that are holding us back in life. We want to discard any limiting beliefs about ourselves. One thing I know for sure is that the world needs us now to show up with all of our gifts. There's no more playing small. It's time to be the people that we came here to be. No more playing small. Show up now with all of your gifts. So it's time to shed all of those limiting beliefs and be the best version of yourself. So as always, thank you for listening. This week is a gift. It's really a gift to be able to shift these beliefs easier than any time maybe in the past number of years. So I can't wait to get rid of some of my outdated beliefs and become a better version of myself. So focus on the good this week. Focus on the good. Focus on the great people that you do have in your life. Reach out to them. Phone calls, Zoom meetings, even a text to let them know how important that they are to you. Have a really good week, and I will talk to you next week.